This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Weddings, funerals, and baptisms are now classified as essential operations under a newly amended state public health order. Worship services and ceremonies can now exceed recommended capacity limits, but other safety measures like mask wearing and social distancing are still required. There are some signs of a post-Thanksgiving rise in COVID-19 case numbers in Colorado. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
Experts had warned Coloradans that holiday travel and family gatherings could lead to big problems, and the latest data released Monday afternoon may be an indication of trouble. The number of positive tests out of the total number of tests taken rose after dropping for 4 days in a row. Hospitalizations also rose slightly. Thanksgiving week marked the deadliest week in Colorado of the pandemic so far, with nearly 250 fatalities. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The owners of one of Denver's oldest music venues are closing. El Chapultepec was a launchpad for young musicians and a destination for high-profile artists. Saxophonist John Gunther directs the jazz program at the University of Colorado. He says jamming with other musicians at the club was a huge part of his education.
A white kid like me could come from the suburbs into Denver, and here's these older black men opening their stage to young musicians. I look back on that, it's like, wow, what a powerful and beautiful legacy.
El Chapultepec is closing after 87 years in business. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.